Welcome to Taking Care of Your Business, ideas for leaders who are humble, hungry, and smart. There's a Greek market near me that I love going to, run by a husband and wife team, and has all kinds of specialty foods imported from Greece or inspired by Greek family traditions. And the last time I was in there, I struck up a conversation with one of the owners. She recounted a story when they were preparing to launch the business and they were looking for a building. They found one they liked, and they met with the landlord to describe their vision. The landlord listened to them and then leaned back in his chair, skeptic that he was, and said, "I bet you won't last 6 months." Without missing a beat, her husband said, "Give us a 10-year lease and we'll prove you wrong." Give us a 10-year lease and we will prove you wrong. That was 9.5 years ago. For me, this is a wonderful example of the grit of so many of the CEOs and owners I'm privileged to work with. Angela Duckworth is a leading authority on the science of grit, which she describes in her book by the same title. Duckworth, a recipient of the prestigious MacArthur Genius Award, did her research on grit among cadets at West Point, all of whom have to endure a 7-week summer initiation called Beast Barracks, or just simply the Beast, which is deliberately engineered to test the limits of new cadets. What Duckworth discovered is that the most reliable predictor of whether a cadet will complete the Beast is not physical strength or athletic ability. It's not intelligence. It's not even leadership potential. What predicts success, what Duckworth calls the grit scale, is a combination of two factors that gritty individuals have. First, they are unusually resilient and hardworking. And second, they know in a very deep way what they want. They have both determination and a clear sense of direction. This combination, passion plus perseverance equals grit. To be gritty is to put one foot in front of the other while holding fast to a deep sense of purpose. Those are the qualities I see over and over among the small business owners that I'm privileged to work with. Back to my friends, the owners at the Greek market. The landlord said to them, "I bet you won't last 6 months." And the couple said, "Give us a 10-year lease and we'll prove you wrong." And they did, by putting one foot in front of the other and with a clear sense of direction. Where do you fall on Angela Duckworth's grit scale? Thanks for joining. Until next time, I'm Jeff Oak.